This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart of Crystal Lake Tax. And we'd like to humbly let you know that Michael Stewart was recently selected by Wealth and Finance Magazine for Best Retirement Planning in Illinois for 2023. Plus, Crystal Lake Tax was recently chosen by Inc. Magazine for the Inc. 5000 as one of America's fastest-growing private companies. We're honored and proud. Now, here's today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart.
Welcome to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Michael is the founder of Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Michael is the author of the Amazon book, Purpose-Based Investing, 9 Lessons to Rescue Your Retirement from Wall Street. So let's head over to the drafting table and get this episode of the Retirement Success Blueprint started.
Thanks for joining us on the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, how often is it that you want to do something around the house and you figure, you know what? Hey, I'll just do this project myself. I can get it done. Then 3 trips to the hardware store later, a couple bruises, maybe a broken nail. You finally get it done and probably spent more time and money than if you actually just hired a professional to do it. You know, yelling down the hall to your spouse and kids, don't worry about it. I promise it's fine, right? And all they hear is this clanking going around. So hypothetically, of course, right? That's how it plays out. So I'm going to guess all of us have been there. Raise your hand. Yep. When it comes to retirement income planning, though, doing it yourself, well, it's probably best to leave it to some professionals. But what are some of the common mistakes that I see? Because I and the team at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've performed retirement income plans for thousands of people. So I've seen some of the fun do-it-yourself projects, but also some of the common mistakes that do-it-yourselfers have. Now, before we dive into this week's topic, let me provide a quick introduction for new listeners to the show. Each week, I share different aspects on wealth management. For those new to the show, wealth management is far deeper than just investment management. You see, most people have an investment plan, just a junk drawer of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, life insurance. But they don't actually have a real plan on how it all fits together. You see, folks, a bunch of statements, that's not a plan. And that's why most people just have an investment person, you know, or a broker that sells them stuff, or maybe they do it themselves. Oh, they talk about financial planning, but have they actually done it for you, or they have actually only sold you stuff over the years? At my firm, Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we are what you call wealth managers. So what's the difference between an investment advisor or broker and a wealth manager? Investment brokers only handle your investments. They might meet with you once, possibly twice a year, show you a bunch of pie charts, tell you your money went up or down, and that's about it. If you need any tax strategies, they tell you, go see your CPA, your tax person. If you got estate planning questions, they tell you, see, go see your estate planning attorney. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. Your advisor should be able to provide the lead on all aspects of your financial life, investments, taxes, estate. We like to consider ourselves the general manager of your financial team, overseeing all of these other professionals on investments, taxes, the attorneys, so that we can provide a plan that addresses all areas of your financial life. Under one roof, folks, at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got fiduciary financial planners, a CPA, a notary, a paralegal, and a legal team for estate planning. In fact, as a wealth manager and a fiduciary for the last 23 years, I've helped successful savers like you with what are their 5 biggest concerns. 1, make smart choices with their money. Don't take too much risk, just enough to achieve your goals. Most of our clients are either nearing or in retirement, and they understand that what they've made and saved most of their retirement funds, they just can't afford for it to go away. So we need to make smart choices with their money to make sure it lasts as long as they do. 2, we help them mitigate taxes. How do we proactively save unnecessary taxes over our lifetime? What should we be doing now so we save taxes over the next 5, 10, 20 years? We talk with wealth transfer. That's estate planning. Transfer to heirs, the least costs, least taxes, least fees, least time, and least government involvement. We'll also talk about wealth protection, life insurance, disability, long-term care, protecting your assets from unjust and frivolous lawsuits. And the last thing, if you're charitably minded, is charitable giving and how do we maximize your charitable impact. So assisting our clients with most of these 5 concerns is where there's real value. We tell clients every week, pay for the advice, don't pay for the product. Your financial life is more complicated than just investments. We make sure your money's protected. You get all the income and retirement you need. You're legally paying the least amount of taxes. and you leave the legacy that you want. Now, each week we dive into one or more of these five categories of wealth management, and today we're going to be tackling two of them, making smart choices with your money and avoiding unnecessary taxes. So first, I want you to understand the premise here, and I'll beat this into a drum my whole career, I'm sure of it. This is the first time ever people are going into retirement in mass without pensions for the most part and trying to make your own money last for 25, 30 plus years. You're going to have as much time in retirement almost as you were accumulating that bucket of money. So again, this is brand new territory for most. Everyone just needs to accept this and realize it's how much, much harder to manage it yourself than it ever was before. Retirement, if you used to call it like the three-legged stool, it was your pension, your Social Security, and a little bit of savings, and then you're good to go, right? And a lot of people are only living maybe another 10 years into retirement. So really, that was just the premise that needs to be understood again. Now we're living 20, 30 years into retirement, and the pensions for most are gone. So now we got a two-legged stool, and even that one, depending on how much you saved, is kind of borderline, right? And look, real quickly, if you're trying to understand how much income you're going to have in retirement, if you're just trying to figure out, can you keep your current lifestyle going? If you want to actually be able to see and digest and understand, like, hey, here's what your situation is going to look like. Are you going to be okay? Are you not going to run out of money? What should you do now to make sure that doesn't happen? Well, how do you do it? Raise your hand. Give us a call, right? 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Our system here is you come from the radio, you can set up a 15-minute strategy call, no cost, no obligation. At least speak with me or one of our fiduciary advisors, no cost, no obligation. We'll give you the retirement blueprint. We'll give you answers to your specific questions, whether it's what to do with your investments or how to maximize Social Security or what to do with real estate or even some tax or estate guidance. We've done this for thousands in the Chicagoland area. We have clients in 27 different states. Take 15 minutes, get your questions answered. If it makes sense to me, great, we'll know that. If not, it's the best 15 minutes to make sure that your strategy is on track and that, more importantly, you and your family are going to be okay. Just give us a call if you got questions, 866-316-0822, or go to crystallaketax.com. Now, let me launch in here. What are the common mistakes I see do-it-yourselfers make? And I want to make this clear. I don't think it's bad to be a do-it-yourselfer. As I mentioned, I've seen thousands of people come in, been doing this 23 years. Some people are pretty dang good at this. Some people have hobbies. They follow the markets. They kind of understand their taxes. They do their own taxes. I see some people that are pretty good at this and will literally tell them, hey, tweak this, tweak that, watch out for this. You know, we can't add any value for what they're currently doing. And we'll add some of our professional advice, either from the legal team or tax team. But hey, you don't necessarily need to hire us or work and pay somebody. So you're pretty good at this as long as you want to keep doing the work. So we'll be honest with you, right? If we can't add value, there's no reason to work together. So I want to make sure that that's clear, because I don't want all the do-it-yourselfers being like, oh, just trying to get my wallet, so I'm going to tune out. I'm not saying everybody in the world needs to, but this is going to be a good PSA for those of you that were thinking of doing it yourself, and watch out for these things. So that's what I want to list off, is what I've seen over the last 23 years and when it goes wrong. So here's what I'd say. Not understanding the nuances of your own situation versus other people's, or even just the masses as a whole. That is one of the biggest mistakes I see do-it-yourselfers make. And it's really, and here's the premise. It's that almost every article in the world, every study in the world, everything that you tend to read is really misleading. And that sounds crazy, but I mean it. Most things are misleading. And it's for one main reason. Because what are you reading in an article that they're taking a study of tens and tens of thousands of people or more, and they're going to tell you the average of what they find? And any one person's situation could be drastically different than the averages. That's literally why something is average. So here's the irony. The irony is that I've seen a lot of do-it-yourselfers, the more research they do, the more it could be their own downfall. Because they'll take the advice of what they found in the averages of the study, yet their own situation might be completely different. And if you're not a planner, somebody that focuses on retirement income planning, also understands the taxes and the estate ramifications, somebody like us who understands those nuances of what's different about the study or the averages versus your own situation, you might actually be going down the wrong path or applying the wrong advice to your situation. And let's face it, it can also be an information overload. Because the more information you get, the more you get confused. You're like, okay, well, this article said this, and now this article says that. Then you just throw up your hands and just say, forget it. Hope it all works out. How can this article be true if it tells you this, and the other article be true if it tells you the opposite? Well, it's literally because some advice is, and I would give polar opposite advice for one person versus another depending on their specific situation. What's their income situation? What's their liabilities? Are they concerned about leaving a legacy? Or are they not? How much income do they need? What liabilities and debts do they have? How much cash flow do they need? What's their tax situation? Those are the things that you need to vet out before you start actually implementing any of these strategies. So by the way, another kind of, this isn't so much a mistake, but something to point out, some of the do-it-yourselfers I've seen is that sometimes people underestimate how much they want to keep doing all the work in retirement. So just understand, if you're capable of doing it, that's great. But do you still want to? Did you retire to become a full-time financial advisor for your own money? We've had people come in and then the wife will be like, he sits there staring at the computer for 12 hours a day. He's having a miserable retirement because he feels like he can't let go. Right? Just keep that in mind, that it may have made sense when all you were doing was trying to accumulate the money. But now that you got more free time on your hands, you could keep managing the money. But do you really want to? Right? Or do you want to go spend time with the grandkids? Do you want to travel? Do you want to volunteer? Do you want to just go out in the golf range? Whatever you want to do. There's nothing wrong with those answers. But a lot of times, we have a ton of clients that are fully capable of doing this for themselves. They just don't want to. So here's another mistake. So as human beings, we all have instincts. We all have our own views. We have our own beliefs. It's like a seed that's planted in our minds. And what happens is we unconsciously seek out information that supports our own beliefs, right? And we tend to steer away from the opposing views. And I think that's fine in certain areas of life. We should have our own beliefs. That's human nature. That's our right. I just think when it comes to things like investing, it's been proven that you tend to want to consider all sides first. And that doesn't happen when it's just you and your money and you're kind of emotionally falling into this group thing a little bit. So you're only looking for things that, you know, if you think Apple's a great stock, then all you're doing is looking for articles that talk about how great Apple is. So that's not a judgment on Apple by any means. That's just giving you an example of sometimes we have our own cognitive biases, but they can be our downfall too. And finally, and most importantly, this one's the key. Do-it-yourselfers tend to underestimate the fact that they're very logical in the research. They're very intellectual about what they should be doing, but they underestimate their emotions and how that plays a feel because it's their own money now and the paychecks have stopped. And again, I'm somebody who managed my own money and I can feel myself, my own emotions and certain things tempting me to do something. And if it wasn't for the unreal amount of training that I've had over the last 23 years as a professional, I'd be pulling the trigger on certain things probably at the exact wrong times, right? Because it's emotional. It's your money. And I felt it with my own money. So I'm not saying I'm not human either, but just be mindful that all the research, all the things you might do tell you one thing, and then really bad events or pandemics or market crashes or the Fed's raising rates or something happens and you're staring at your own money in bad time. And it might cause you to deviate even from your own good research that you logically understood. And now you make a decision that's going to cause you financial harm because of the timing of it. And I think people can get that because in their work life, you become attuned to things, just adjustments that need to make that nobody else would have because they've lived it. And our teams live this every day. It makes you attuned to where you should go, regardless of what you think you should do emotionally. And we're always very clear to our clients, you care about your own money by far the most. We care about your money as much as possible without being you, but we can't feel the same visceral emotion that you're going to feel. And that's a good thing for us to be that buffer and keep the logical long-term planning and investing of what we know is going to work for you going forward. Because it's been a plan put together based on what your goals are, based on your risk capacity, based on your tax situation. Not based on what's happening in the short term, good or bad, as far as markets go. Now, of course, we are making adjustments along the way. We're managing things. But it's not that feeling if you're on your own island and you're staring at something in your account that you don't like to see, right? You see a bunch of red going up on any given day or any given month or any given quarter. And that's when it's tough. especially if you're right at retirement or you're in retirement, because now all of a sudden you're saying, I can't handle these losses, right? I can't handle losing 5, 10, 20, 30, 50% of this because there's no paycheck anymore. That's why you need to have a plan, not just a bunch of junk drawer statements, a real plan that says in good markets and bad, high inflation or low inflation, high interest rates, low interest rates, how can I be successful? Once again, I want to give you our number, 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Honestly, as far as the thousands of people that I've mentioned that we've set up a call, have come in and meet with us, when you come and see us, you come on and say, hey, look, build me an entire retirement income plan. I'm retiring in a couple of years or I'm already retired. I want to see what the whole thing looks like. That's our skill set. That's what we do here. We put it all together on one page that you can clearly see and understand. And the beauty is we're dynamic, which means right on the spot, we can say, well, hey, here's how your plan looks. But if taxes go up, here's what happens. If inflation goes up, here's what happens. Or if you retire 2 years later, here's what happens. Or if you take Social Security now versus wait, here's the break even. Here's why that's a good choice or not. And it's very easy to understand. It's our proprietary system we built here. We call ours the Retirement Success Blueprint. And I think from our conversations, what people have enjoyed so much, there's no cost, no obligation. It just gives them a little bit more clarity and confidence in the plan they either already have, or maybe there's a realization that whether they're do-it-yourselfers or they're working with an advisor, maybe they've outgrown their current money manager, even if that's themselves. Happy to help you. Let's get you on a calendar for a 15-minute strategy call. Again, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. And the agenda on this call is your agenda. We're just going to start out with, how can I help you? What questions do you have? What's on your mind? And then we'll just take it from there. Also, crystallaketax.com is where you can find great informational guides, whether it's on legacy and estate planning, 401ks, retirement, inflation, taxes. Find it all at crystallaketax.com. Click on that client education tab. Now, I do have some examples of some actual mistakes. No, we're not mentioning individuals by name, but what are some actual mistakes we truly see when it comes to do-it-yourselfers in the retirement plan? Now, what I've been seeing lately is people using really high inflation numbers, not realizing, A, that inflation is an average across the whole. And if you look at inflation in the last 40, 50 years is roughly about 2.5%, 3%. Well, that included times where inflation was really high. So you don't just take a moment in time and assume that that's going to be that way for 30 years or more. Plus, some people won't realize things like, hey, you already paid off the home at some point, and you can use that money for long-term care, or medical someday. Hey, you want to front-load your plan and spend more money early and less money later? Great. Let's build those little nuances about inflation, about income planning, about your debts directly into your plan. Another one I see is people that have a ton of money in cash and just other safe assets, and then they'll read an article that says, hey, you should use 6, 7, 8% for the rate of return as far as what to expect. And what that article is quoting is things like the market over a long period of time. But if you're not invested in the market, you can't really expect those returns. So you're invested in something else. So I see mistakes where people don't understand what rate of return used to be based off of how they're actually invested, how they actually have their money invested and what to expect. I just recently read an article and it talked about the difference between expectations for future returns by individuals who are not working with an advisor versus somebody working with an advisor. And hopefully you're all sitting down. If you're driving in the car, I know you probably are, is that the average on this survey, and it was 1,200 individuals, was that they anticipate about a 15% rate of return going forward out of their stock market-based investments. Now, that's completely just out of the blue. Now, we've had a great run up until 2022, right? You know, had double-digit returns, some really good years in the 20s and 30%. But the reality is that over the last 50 years or the last 100 years, the stock market's pretty much returned about 10%. So if you had 100% of money in the market, then basically about 10% is a long-term expectation, right? Because there's going to be some down years in there. There's going to be some bear markets, these kind of things. And even of that 10%, 7% is from growth or capital appreciation. 3% of it historically has come from dividends. So if you're not in dividend paying stocks, you may not even be able to compound that. But either way, it's this expectation. So if they're plugging in, hey, if all I do is average 15%, I'll be fine. Yeah, but that's not how the real world works, right? So I'll be happy to share that article for you if you'd like a copy of it. So a big one that I don't see even good do-it-yourselfers do in retirement is things like tax projections, right? In the middle of the year, you're sitting here saying, okay, so where should we pull our money from? What type of accounts? We've got IRAs, we got Roths, we got joint trusts, individual accounts, we got money, cash sitting in the bank. And what happens is you pull from different areas. But what nobody really considers is how can you lower your taxes either this year or over your lifetime? And here's a hint. Your Social Security, either 85% of it ends up in your taxable tax return or none of it does. Your dividends, your qualified dividends, your long-term capital gains, those are either taxed at 20, 24% or could potentially not be taxed at all. So it's not just where you pull your money from that can be lower or higher, but it literally doubles on things like your dividends, your capital gains, your Social Security. And I don't even see do-it-yourselfers do a good job of actually in the middle of the year before it's over, playing around with something like that and then realize, wow, how do I make my dividends tax-free or my Social Security tax-free? Or other things that can also affect things like your Medicare, right? Something called IRMA, I-R-M-A-A. It's income-related medical adjustment, right? It's basically an extra cost or penalty or tax associated with you pay more for Medicare, but you don't get anything extra for it. So all these things are the tax conversations. That's why it's crazy that at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we've got a CPA on staff. We have a full tax team. Last year, we did over 600 tax returns. Why? Because getting good, solid tax advice related to your investment and your estate planning is critical if you're working with a real professional, not just somebody that sells you investments. So when we talk about Medicare, your Medicare premiums can go up if certain things happen too. So there's higher limits there, so less people run into that, but it certainly can happen as well. And again, sometimes people just don't understand when they make portfolio decisions how it actually affects their tax return. If you sold the stock over here, created a capital gain, does that make more of your Social Security taxable? Yeah, in a lot of instances. Does that affect your Medicare? It could double, triple, quadruple the amount each of you pay on your Medicare premium. Were you aware of that? Or hey, should you hold on to that until next year so you don't trip up your tax return this year, right? The difference between selling it in December or flipping the calendar and selling it in January could potentially dramatically change your tax return. Forgetting to set dividends to reinvest and sell in other assets for retirement income instead of just choosing now to live off the dividends. If you're sitting in a trust account, you got a bunch of stocks and bonds paying you dividends and interest, your entire life you were reinvesting those, which is what you were supposed to do before retirement. But once you're in retirement, I see people continue to reinvest those and then take money out of other taxable buckets. So now they're paying taxes on the interest and dividends in the non-retirement accounts that they're reinvesting. And then they're taking taxable income out of their retirement accounts. So they're paying twice the taxes than they need to. You're paying taxes, but you're not living off that money. And then you're pulling from other areas like your IRAs, your 401ks to live off of, which is also taxable. Where you could have just stopped reinvesting the dividends and the interest, lived off of that, caused you to pay less taxes and pull less from the pre-tax accounts. Honestly, I could go on and on. That's the beautiful thing about having a tax practice along with our investment practice. There's just other investment solutions like not understanding private real estate or private equity that maybe it's something you could look at if you qualify. And I see people not understanding that some investments go better in things like Roth IRAs and other investments fit better in IRAs and non-retirement accounts. And if you mix and match these in the wrong ways, and there's a list that's pretty long, the issue on it is, are you taking into consideration tax location in addition to asset allocation? Unfortunately, most advisors just say, I don't do taxes, right? Go talk to somebody else. But if you're paying them to give you financial planning advice, not just sell you stuff, don't you deserve that? So here's kind of the ways I always phrase it. For some people out there, you're really good at this stuff. You do a lot of research on this stuff. You got a pretty good track record. And if that's you, that's great. You certainly can reach out to us for that kind of sanity check or a second opinion or however you want to phrase it. We'll look over everything over. One of the two things is going to happen. We're either going to tell you, hey, this is great. Don't change a thing. And then you got peace of mind, or hey, no, we'll make a logical argument here why you shouldn't be doing some of the things that you're doing, but don't feel bad. if you don't consider yourself a do-it-yourselfer, most people aren't. 90%+ of people have their own professionals and their own professions, their own hobbies. They're not great at comprehensive financial retirement planning. This stuff's pretty hard to do. So if it's not us, work with somebody you can trust that's a fiduciary that actually specializes in retirement income planning, understands the taxes, the estate planning, understands all these nuances to make sure that 30 or 40 years of hard work to get you to this point doesn't just get messed up by bad decisions in retirement. It's different than it was in previous generations. If we can help you, we're happy to do it. For your 15-minute strategy call, our number is 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Or you can always go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. This is the Retirement Success Blueprint. And today we're talking about common mistakes people make when doing their own retirement. Be right back after this.
You're locked on to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source.
Hey, thanks for listening to our program today. And right now, Michael would like to give away 5 free copies of his new book, The Retirement Success Blueprint: How to Build the Retirement You Deserve. In this new book, Michael details retirement considerations that touch on more than just market performance, while sharing why too much investment risk can potentially harm your nest egg. In retirement, income is the outcome, he writes. You don't get a trophy for the fastest one lap. You win by being around for the finish. The Retirement Success Blueprint: How to Build the Retirement You Deserve by Michael Stewart can be yours right now. Call 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822.
Welcome back to the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Thanks for joining us in the Retirement Success Blueprint. I am your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, there was an interesting article that I was looking through before the show and was talking about the way to increase retirement spending rules. Now, it was an article by Holly Deaton and RIA Intel, and it was talking about BlackRock and also the Bipartisan Policy Center, and it put together a study, and it really had some interesting detail in this article. She wrote this through the study from the BlackRock and the Bipartisan Policy Center, and it's really on the findings of how advisors can help people increase their retirement spending, because things don't look good for Americans. I'll keep hammering this home. This is brand new territory. We're not prepared for it. So here's one quote, kind of the thing that I like the most. Quote, "Savers and retirees must treat retirement as a phase of life rather than a destination, and develop a retirement income toolkit made up of multiple potential income sources and strategies to diversify and increase retirement income." It still goes back to the fact that we've never done this before. We just haven't. This is the first generation that's retiring solely on 401ks. Again, you used to be on pensions. You used to not live very long. That's just a fact. So it's all different. And that's why I like the quote, "It's a phase of life, not a destination." And that could not be more true. God forbid I run into someone with real serious medical issues. That stuff aside, if you don't have that, you got to be prepared for a 25 or 30 year retirement. It's very likely. The math says so. And again, if you're married, for at least one of you, it's much more likely. Here's what this study found that I thought was interesting too. So they found that adding a guaranteed lifetime income product combined with a little bit more aggressive portfolio, so you kind of barbelled it a little bit, right? You got guaranteed income on one side, and then on the other side, you could be a little bit more aggressive because you have that guaranteed income. Then what that would allow you to do is it would allow you to increase your retirement spending by up to 29% and also reduce your downside risk by 33%. Compared to just having the old 60-40 stock bond portfolio. Isn't that amazing? 29% increase in spending, 33% reduction in downside risk. That's amazing. And that's no joke. That's how we handle it at Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, right? We got insured money, income money, and growth money. Now, again, I want to be clear. We talked about this a little bit. I know we'll talk about it again towards the end of the show. when you look at a study, not everything applies to everybody. So I want to be clear. This isn't cookie cutter. This is where the kind of trained eye would look at a particular person's situation and verify, yep, for you, this is why it makes a lot of sense, or why it doesn't make sense. But there's a lot of visibility in this. And again, the classic retirement rule of thumb has been, hey, just take 4%. You should be okay. Well, should isn't a promise, right? You can't retire and say, hey, I should be okay for the next 20 or 30 years. So you put your money in a portfolio, say 60% stocks, 40% bonds. You pull out 4% a year to live off of. So let's say you had 500 grand. That means you're pulling about 20 grand a year out of it. And that's kind of a sustainable way to know that maybe you won't run out of money. Now, if you invest the right way with your 60-40, if you don't make dumb timing decisions and you try to leave the marketing jump back in and really hurt your rate of return, if you do things like rebalance over time, I want you to know we don't think it's necessarily a horrible strategy, and it can work as long as the market doesn't tank in the early years of retirement. And the reason this has kind of been a classic is it does work for the most part pretty well. And when you take care of the elements of the strategy, their point is if you mix in a guaranteed income in the middle of that portfolio surrounding it, it can be a nice optimal balance of both worlds. So here's my stance. I meet plenty of people that for a variety of reasons, we don't necessarily recommend a lifetime income product at all. But we also meet people that would love to have their own pension. They would love the security and the reliability of income automatically coming in forever. Stack that on top of Social Security and you know you're going to be okay. So it's nice to know that even portfolio managers like BlackRock can find some academic value in this. And it should tell you that it's probably something to look at and review. Does it make sense for me? That's kind of my key of wanting to bring it up on today's show is don't underestimate the fact that pensions were an awesome tool and the backbone of our country's retirement plan. And the only reason we left it is because it's much more expensive and harder for companies to do it. They didn't do it for you, so you just grow your money to the sky in a 401k. Companies got rid of pensions because it was in their best interest, not yours. That's why they don't want to do it anymore. So it's like you take the risk, you build your own money. There's nothing that says you can't build up your own money over your life in something like a 401k and IRA, and then use some of that money to buy your own pension, buy your own cash flow. Some of it, not all of it, right? And then surround good, solid investments around that. So now you have some stability, some safety, some security, some reliability of income, and yet you also keep liquidity, access to your money, flexibility, growth around that. And when you've got automatic income coming in, it doesn't put as much pressure on you to constantly live off and pull from the other areas. And that makes managing your money in volatile times easier. And as this article states, you can actually invest it a little bit more aggressively and maybe get a little bit better rate of return because you've taken care of the reliable income part in the other part of the portfolio. Look, if you want to know, hey, does this make sense for me? Or Mike, I'm interested in this, but I don't even know how to get started. That's where we come in. We've done this again for thousands of people in Chicagoland area. We got clients in 27 states across this great country. We've been doing it for 23 years here. 15 years as Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. All we do is eat, sleep, live, breathe retirement planning, especially retirement income and tax planning. There's a lot of nuances about how you pull money out, how you live off of it forever, versus maybe different types of advisors and different types of specialties that just want to grow your money. Well, folks, in retirement, you can't spend growth, right? You got to sell principal, you got to cannibalize the principal if you only are counting on growth. We want to make sure that you eat the eggs, not the chickens, right? Take the interest, take the dividends, leave the principal, let that grow over time. Not everybody's situation is the same. We make different recommendations all the time. You don't want to apply some national article and have it be the wrong advice for your situation. There is zero cost, no obligation to do anything on a long-term basis. We're happy to help, but you got to raise your hand, let us know. Say, hey, Mike, we want that 15-minute strategy call to get our questions answered. 866-316-0822. That's 866-316-0822. Just say you want to set up a 15-minute strategy call, or you can go to crystallaketax.com. Again, when you're on crystallaketax.com, remember to go to the client education tab. It has a wealth of resources that you get to download. They're downloadable PDFs about taxes, estate planning, long-term care, how to manage your money in a recession, all these great things that are going to definitely come in handy. So another article that I was going through before the show is the one on wealthmanagement.com. It's who wins, AI versus Mr. Market. And what I think we're paying off, what we discussed in the first segment of the show, is that there's a lot of information out there, and AI or artificial intelligence just continues to draw a lot of attention. But AI is AI. It's not living, breathing human being. Well, look, AI is going to change our world forever. The internet changed our world forever. So let's not, if anybody comes back to me on the show, be like, oh, you're underestimating. No, I'm not underestimating AI whatsoever. Nobody should. Nobody. This article is talking about how we're hearing how AI might help boost investment portfolio returns. And so far, that's just not turning out to be the case. But this article does do a good job of explaining why. So markets are not subject to immutable laws like the physical universe. There are no constants like the speed of light. It's not like the force of gravity. The market's not a law, not a law that you can master. You can't discover what it makes it tick, no matter how smart you are. There's no it. That's the quote, right? I think he said it better than I could have, which is why I'm quoting him. Markets are complex, adaptive systems. They are a product of decisions made by millions of investors, all with slightly different perspectives, needs, constraints, and all this changes in unpredictable ways. Why is this important? Think about something basic. So let's say, would it be safe to assume that markets trade on news? Answer is yes. Would it be safe to assume that nobody knows tomorrow's headlines? I think the answer is yes. So if markets trade on news, and no one, take away insider trading, right? So let's talk legally here. No one knows tomorrow's news, then realistically, nobody can tell you exactly what the markets are going to do tomorrow, not even AI. So how can a computer learn something that doesn't really have an it? Not to mention, what is AI technically doing? It's learned from human behavior, human beings, and no one can possibly affect the market. In fact, what does the word market mean? It's like a marketplace. What does it mean? A collection of things, a collection of people. Our markets happen to be a collection of billions of people, so there's not an it. This is, again, a bit of a PSA to just stop and think about it in terms before you rush out. And look, there's a lot of people that are going to scam people in the next couple of years on this. I can't tell you how many people a decade ago would come to my office and they just paid $10,000, $20,000, $40,000 for this TradeStation thing. And it's this class or it's this program or it's this software that's going to teach me how to do my own trades. And I'll just make money in my sleep. Literally never worked for almost anybody. Doesn't mean you can't be a successful trader on your own. It's just that those things, more times than not, are just a scam, right? It's a way of separating you from your money. Because if it was so powerful, they wouldn't be selling it to you. So now, that unfortunately, I guess I'm just as jaded as I'm doing this. So as long as I've been doing this for 23 years, that's what I think about. That's what I've seen play out time and time again. So just know it's a really short-term, good days in the market that makes a difference over time. It's the compounding effect. So here's a good example as we close this out. The S&P 500 returned almost 9% a year from 2007 to 2022. So it's at 16 years. If you miss the 10 best days, just the 10 days in that whole 16 years, your return was down to 3.3%. So it was more than cut in half. And if you missed the best 20 days, you actually had a negative return over 16 years. So the difference between great returns and negative outcome was just determined by about 0.5% of the trading days. That's impossible, not just for AI, for literally anything, anybody to know exactly when those really great or bad days are going to happen. Because that's just one individual day. It's not a study. There's nothing there. It's just what happens on an individual day that you can't see in advance. And I don't know there's even a fantastic takeaway in this other than just good knowledge. And sometimes that's the whole point here, just good knowledge, especially for this thing that we're kind of just now opening Pandora's box. I think AI will change a million things in the future. And again, I love those clips, right? Was it Brian Gumbel where it was like, what is this internet thing, right? And that always still circulates. It's kind of a nice meme. And it's funny to look at now, right? But that's in real time. That's probably how we're going to sound. If somebody's videotapes us 10 years from now, 20 years from now, what's this AI stuff all about? So I just say a little careful of how AI works in a variety of other ways, probably being unbelievably meaningful and powerful later. And Lord knows it's well above my comprehension, and I'm not going to claim to be an expert at it, But as far as how it relates to the market, it's not really possible to crack that code because the market by its nature is just a collection of billions of people's opinions, not based on fact and reason, even though they think it may be, but just based on their current sentiment that day. But there's long-term fundamentals and trends that absolutely do work. So do you need help with your retirement plan? Do you need a blueprint? That's what you should be thinking about. That's what you can control. You worry about controlling what you can control, and we can help you with that. We've helped thousands of people. There's no cost, no obligation. We'll build you a retirement income plan, build you a tax plan, teach you what your income looks like, how to minimize your taxes, how to choose Social Security, what you should do with properties. Should you retire sooner or later? What to do with the kids moving out of the houses? There's literally nothing we haven't seen over 23 years that we can't help you with. We've got a CPA and staff, a legal team in-house, fiduciary financial planners. They can tie all this up in one nice boat-up package for you. If you got questions on your mind, let us know. 866-316-0822. We'll set up a 15-minute strategy call to get your questions answered. No questions, no obligation. 866-316-0822 to set up your call. You can always also go to crystallaketax.com and schedule that way. That's crystallaketax.com. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. And you are listening to the Retirement Success Blueprint. We got more straight ahead. Today, we're talking about the common mistakes people make when doing their own retirement.
This is the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, powered by the Retirement Income Source. Have you missed any of today's Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart? No problem. You can hear all of our shows online anytime 24/7 at crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. Time now for the Retirement Success Blueprint with Michael Stewart, brought to you by Crystal Lake Tax and Financial.
Thanks for joining us for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. Well, we never want to miss opportunities to talk about one of those fundamental components of our retirement income plan, and that is Social Security. Now, right now, in my mind, this may change in the next 10 years, but my thought is I'm going to probably work until 70, right? I'm 52 right now. I'm probably working until 70 just because I really do enjoy working, right? I help people. It's not physically demanding, but this means that I'll have paid into Social Security if I work until 70 for 54 years. And a lot of people get to retirement finish line. Maybe they've worked for 40, 50 years, and that's a realistic expectation. You start working maybe when you're 22 full-time, somewhere 20, 25 on average. And so if you're going to say 65 or 70, well, that's 40 plus years. But I started working part-time job at 16. But Social Security, as we think about it, there's always doomsayers, right? Folks, if people want to get to Washington, Social Security is never going to dissolve and collapse on itself. It's just not going to happen. Now, is it going to be different? Absolutely, it has to be. It's something that needs to evolve. It evolved once when they started making the age bump up to full retirement age from 65 to 66 to 67. But it's got to happen again, and it's going to happen probably more for your generation than my generation, right? For a younger generation. So, you know, it's not going to be the baby boomers and the Gen Xers right now that are going to be impacted. It's going to be Gen Z and millennials because they have more time to save. They're not going to hit somebody who's 5 years away from retirement and be like, hey, we're changing the rules on you. So let's have a discussion about this and see if I can't upset everybody, right? Let alone at least some people. So we're going to have to figure it out. So roll up your sleeves, prepare to argue, but it's coming. And look, I'm sure you heard or you've directly seen on your Social Security statements that if something doesn't get fixed, you're only going to get 78% of your Social Security by the year 2033. That is a mathematical factual statement. That's why it's on your Social Security statements. As far as how that trust fund is kind of racing downhill right now, getting depleted. Right now, they've got all these excess reserves, but they're paying out more than's coming in. So that just means that the excess will be gone. So unless they make some significant changes to how it's funded or some of the rules associated with it, then everybody's going to get about a 22% haircut. So I think one of the most frustrating and just frankly ignorant notions, and I don't use that word lightly, by the way, if you listen to me on the radio, I try not to, but it's a pretty ignorant notion out there, is that something created in 1935 doesn't need some changes and overhauls along the way. We're 90 years later in this example. Of course it needs to change. It's crazy. It really upsets me. It's crazy that people don't think it needs to be changed because it's such an entitlement. Forget about everything else. Don't get so lost in the forest that you can't see through the trees. Lift your head up for a second and just think about that. Of course, something built in 1935 shouldn't stay the same forever. Look at the population. Look at the demographics. Look at the world. Well, a car working in 1935, is it going to work today just like it did back then? No, not a chance. So I don't even want to go on a whole separate tangent here. Look, in 1935, the average life expectancy for a man was 60, and for women, it was 64. You're either getting Social Security or you're not. But even if you do, you're barely using it because Social Security, you had to wait till 65 before you even qualified. So most people didn't even make it. And those that did might only live a few more years. They weren't living 20 or 30 years. In 1940, there were 42 workers paying into the system for every one person taking money out. Today, it's 3 workers for every one person. And that's actually going downhill. 42 workers to one Social Security recipient in 1940. 3 workers, it's actually less than that, but 3 workers to one today. And that is an alarming stat that should grab you by the throat. What did we think would happen here? How do you fix it? Okay, if we're going to be constructive about this and not just moan and whine about it, which I'd love to do, how do you fix it? How do you keep up with the times and make things fair? So I mentioned this before. I'm in my early 50s, right? So it's ridiculous to think that I should have the same Social Security full retirement age as somebody born in 1935, right? Or even 55. God willing, something that doesn't happen to me individually, but actually speaking, I'm going to live a lot longer than that person. Certainly on the whole, everybody my age will. I shouldn't be able to get Social Security probably until I'm 70, right? Or take a haircut if I'm going to take it earlier, right? But did you realize that anybody born from 1960 through today even, we all have the same full retirement age of 67, right? Somebody born today is probably going to live significantly longer than me born in 1970. Or that somebody born in 1990 or 2000 is going to live longer than somebody born in 1960 or 70. I mean, like total cumulative years, especially with all the advances in medical science and all these things. So why on God's green earth would we say if everybody's living relatively healthier, living longer lives, then everybody's retirement age should be the same way that we established it basically 60 plus years ago, or even for something that will have been about 90 years old or so. So what's that 30 or 40 years to absorb that information, right? So let's say a decade of, should I start drawing at 62, 67, 70? So even the early retirement age should probably go from 62 to 65, right? Just push that up another couple years. Right. Once again, not for anybody within 10 or 15 years of retirement, but I'm talking kids that are in their teens right now, 20s and 30s. Give them another 30, 40 years to save, knowing that 65 would be the earliest that they'd be able to take Social Security. Right. Instead of 67, maybe you phase it into 70 for full retirement. Right. Just that rule alone will add 20 to 30 years more to 100% payoff in Social Security. Right. But they just can't make that rule right now because it's not politically popular, right? So if they're going to change it, they're going to change it for somebody who's 45, 40, 30, 20 years old. They're not going to change it for somebody who's 50 or older. And again, this is where I said, no matter what I do, no matter what I say, we're going to upset somebody. There's a 50-year-old out there listening right now that's pretty upset. Mike Stewart said he's taking my Social Security. That is not what we're saying. We're saying, what kind of reforms can they make to Social Security? And I truly think that if somebody's 50, yeah, you can't mess with their Social Security. Why? Because really, they may have been planning to take it the next 12 or 15 years or so, and that may not be enough savings time. But for somebody 20 or 30, that's a whole different ballgame. So that's a general premise of what's really could fix things a lot, because obviously that just means a lot less time that people are taking money out of the system, which is what it was designed to do in the first place. Social Security was never designed to be your retirement plan. It was a backup plan for those that didn't have a pension and basically weren't saving other monies because we didn't have IRAs and 401ks in 1935. But here's how far we are away from having a healthy conversation and making this work. Recently, House conservatives proposed raising the age from 67 to 69 for those that turn 62 by 2033, so 10 years out. And the only message you're going to hear on this is how they're targeting old age benefits, attempting to renege on our sacred promise to the American workers. And I'm quoting that, it's just sad politics. I don't care which side of the political aisle you're on. It just nobody can have a healthy conversation here because both sides are going to take a discussion and change the verbiage to make it seem something about political fuel, right? So by the way, that proposal was from 67 to 69, and that's 10 years down the road. So that would be for people age 52 like myself or younger. Pretty close to what I said. I said, well, I've already got people that have put plans together, and that's going to blow those up. Okay, pick an age, 48 and lower, 40 and older. This is where you start, right? I think 40 and younger is a great place to start, right? It gives them an extra 20 plus years to plan. So let me give you a number here real quick, 866-316-0822, 866-316-0822. Or you can go to crystallaketax.com. That's crystallaketax.com. We do a lot of work on how you choose Social Security, how to mitigate and reduce your potential tax burden over your lifetime, potentially saving hundreds of thousands of dollars. We can talk about having a real financial plan, not just a junk drawer bunch of statements. That's not a plan, folks. Plan is, where is your retirement income coming from in good markets and bad? We call it eat the eggs, not the chickens, right? So don't spend your principal. Let that stay intact. Let it grow. And then just take off the cash flow, maybe about a 5% cash flow off your investments, but it's being generated by interest and dividends. Protect what you have. Legally pay the least amount of taxes. If you had a healthcare event like long-term care, how would you pay for it? And do you have the right documents in place for estate planning, your wills, your trusts, your power of attorneys, transfer on death deeds, all of those kind of things? Because if you don't, you don't have a legitimate plan. And I can't tell you every week how many people walk in our office or have our 15-minute strategy calls. They've been working with an advisor for 5, 10, 20 years, and they've got all these holes in their plans because all their broker did was sell them stuff over the years. They never actually put a plan together for them that was more than an investment plan. They never put a tax plan together, a healthcare plan, an estate plan. Folks, this is your life savings we're talking about. You deserve more. You should expect more of the professionals that you work with. At Crystal Lake Tax and Financial, we got financial planners, fiduciaries, CPA, a tax team, the legal team in-house, all under one roof. You deserve that. Most people just have a junk drawer of stuff. Let us help you sort it out. Give us a call, 866-316-0822. Let's get you on the calendar for a 15-minute strategy call. Get your questions answered, 866-316-0822. Or go to crystallaketax.com. Thanks for joining us this week for the Retirement Success Blueprint. This is your host, Michael Stewart, fiduciary financial planner with Crystal Lake Tax and Financial. If you enjoyed the show, tell a friend. If you know somebody that could use conservative, tax-focused financial planning advice, don't keep us a secret. You can always get more information at crystallaketax.com. Until next week, be safe, be humble, and never settle for anything less than you deserve.
That's all the time we have for today. To speak with Michael off the air, call 866-316-0822. And for more information about how to make the switch to retirement income, visit us online at crystallaketax.com. Michael will be back again next week at this same time for another Retirement Success Blueprint.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Crystal Lake Tax and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Crystal Lake Tax is a franchise of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.